So I know it's a bit random to go from international community development to talking about pole dancing, but I mean, such is life, such is mine.
Welcome to the Sensuality Academy podcast, where I share tangible techniques to help you embody your femininity, enhance your sex life, and elevate your relationships. I'm your host, Eleanor Hadley, sensuality coach and founder of Sensual Yoga. Now let's unleash your inner sensualista.
Hello, hello, and welcome to episode number 2 of the Sensuality Academy podcast. In this episode, I want to introduce myself to you. In case you have absolutely no idea who I am, I'm going to share a little bit about me and how I came to become a sensuality coach and how I help people embody their most sensual selves. So, who the hell am I? As you heard at the top, my name is Eleanor Hadley, and as you can probably tell by my accent, I'm an Aussie. Though if you listen very carefully, you might actually be able to pick up a slight American twang, apparently, with some words that I say, because I lived in Richmond, Virginia in the US for 3 years when I was a kid. And back then, I had a full-blown American accent. Then I moved back to Australia when I was about 10, and it went back to Aussie. So I'm from Melbourne, but I'm somewhat of a digital nomad and totally addicted to travel. So you'll likely hear me coming at you from all around the world throughout this series of this podcast. Now I'm going to share a bit more on what a sensuality coach actually does in a minute, but first, how did I get here to be speaking in your ears all about sensuality? So without going too far back, I studied international community development at uni, which I know seems totally irrelevant right now, but stick with me, it comes together. During high school, I was absolutely obsessed with volunteering, and I would constantly search for charities and NGOs that I could work with, which led me to hopping on a plane all by myself at 17 years old to head to Guatemala, of all places, to work in an orphanage for 3 weeks at 17. Now, I've got really, really different views on this whole volunteerism vibe these days, but at the time, it really solidified my desire to work in community development, and it led me to actually get an exclusive invitation to study this subject at a university here in Melbourne, which was amazing. And I absolutely loved it. So throughout my study, while I was absolutely in love with my course, I got to travel, I got to work on projects in Timor-Leste, in Vanuatu, in Uganda. After my studies, because the course was so great and my lecturers were so amazing, I actually came to the conclusion that it wasn't really my place as some blonde white chick from Australia to be going into communities and telling them what to do and how to quote unquote develop. So I knew a lot about development, but I didn't feel like I had any tangible skills that would be really truly meaningful in a community setting. You know, as a teacher, a doctor, an engineer, my studies had kind of taught me that real transformation happened from within, from the people in the communities themselves. That people always know what's best for them. They just need some resources. And so they don't really need Westerners imposing their culture, but really tangible support in other ways that I didn't feel like I could offer with my studies and my skill set at the time. So while I absolutely adored my course and the work that I had been involved in, I decided that I'd just revisit the industry when I had something tangible to offer. And then as I was finishing my degree, I was actually taking regular pole dancing classes. I grew up dancing in different kind of realms, jazz, tap, ballet, never anything too serious. And then I decided to start pole dancing classes on a whim, and I got fully addicted. So I know it's a bit random to go from international community development to talking about pole dancing, but I mean, such is life, such is mine. I started training multiple times a week, sometimes daily. I worked all the way up to the elite level. I started competing. I started working on the desk in my local studio, and I was so addicted. I was absolutely in love with the way that pole dancing made me feel. I felt strong. I felt sexy. I felt really in my body for the first time. I felt that ownership of my own sensuality and my power, my strength. It was amazing for my confidence. And it really had me stepping into my femininity in a way that I had never experienced before. And in true Eleanor fashion, I decided to go all in, and I ended up buying a studio in Melbourne. It was actually the studio that was the first pole studio in the state. That's the one that I purchased in Paran in Melbourne, if anyone's familiar. So for a lot of people, including myself, actually, this seemed like a total 180, you know, from going from international community development to a pole dancing business owner. It seemed like a total like switcheroo. Switcheroo is probably not the right word. You know what I mean? It was just a full 180. But the underlying theme of the two, which I only really uncovered relatively recently, a few years ago, was that of transformation. It was all about transformation, seeing something transform, having an impact in a way that allowed people to transform how they felt about themselves and how they lived their life. So that is what I'm still the most passionate about, is facilitating transformation and being a part of that process. So back to the studio. I ran this pole dancing studio, my business, successfully for about 4 years. And I was teaching students. I was managing my staff of about 10. And the most rewarding part of it was for me watching my students' transformation. They'd come in week one, super shy, meek, mild, in leggings, or sort of sheepishly pulling down their shorts, trying to cover their legs. But in a matter of weeks, they'd be strutting their stuff in their heels, flipping upside down and having the best time. And it always just put the biggest smile on my face, because it was amazing to see these women just totally change their relationship with their bodies and their confidence. You know, to see how much their self-confidence and self-esteem just beautiful, so beautiful. Their sense of self-love just improved tenfold by attending these classes. And what I loved about teaching pole is that there was this beautiful blend of, you know, supportive body positive spaces and the focus on fun and the permission that we inherently granted for women to move their bodies sensually. It made such an impact, and it was just so amazing to witness. So at some point in the final year of me owning this studio, I actually had the idea for sensual yoga. So if you're familiar with my work, you'll know what sensual yoga is, but I'll share a bit about that soon. So I had this idea for sensual yoga, and because of that, I decided to actually sell my studio to pursue that idea. And there's a lot more to the story of how I created sensual yoga, but I'll share that in an upcoming episode to get into the juicy details, because it's quite fun. And I obviously adore it. I created it. But for now, I'm just going to share a little bit more about my story. So once I sold the studio, like quite literally the next day, I signed the contract. It was sold. I was off on a plane the very next day to my spiritual home of Guatemala. Like I mentioned before, that was the first place I ever visited solo. And it feels kind of like home to me, like a second home. I've been 5 times now and I just adore it. I spent about 6 months in Latin America. after I sold my studio where I studied to become a certified yoga teacher. I immersed myself in esoteric studies. I became a certified crystal healer. I got a diploma in aromatherapy. I studied my Reiki level 1 and 2, and I started planning my new business. So I love learning, as you can probably tell. So from there, and with all my qualifications, I created Sensual Yoga. And then I started teaching workshops when I came back to Melbourne after my travels. And soon after those workshops, I created my signature online course, which is called The Art of Sensual Movement, which you can find at eleanorhadley.com. And from there, you know, I was sharing more and more openly about my journey, my sensual journey, the importance of sensuality over on my socials, on Instagram. And I started to get just so many questions from my followers, from you all, about self-love, about femininity, about sexuality, and so much more. And it was really, really cool to see that my posts were resonating. And then throughout this process, a friend of mine suggested to me that I would make a great coach, which initially, I have to admit, I really cringed at. I was like, oh, how could I be a coach? Like, huge imposter syndrome coming in. You know, who am I? All those bullshit excuses that come up, like, who's going to want me as a coach? What do I have to offer? All of that. But I realized that I've actually always been a natural coach. I'm the person that my family and friends seem to call on when they want advice, when they want guidance, or simply someone just to hold space for them to express their feelings and to listen. It's just part of who I am. And so it didn't take me long to think, okay, yeah, maybe I will do this coaching thing. And so I studied yet again. As you can tell, I'm a very passionate student. I love to learn. I love to integrate the knowledge that I've gained into my coaching as well. So that's why I'm constantly learning new things. So I studied life coaching with the Beautiful You Life Coaching Academy, who, side note, are absolutely incredible. Like, the most heart-centered school you'll ever find. If you ever happen to be interested in studying life coaching, definitely reach out to me and I'll answer any questions you have, and also share how you can get an entire coaching package with me for free if you enroll with them. So anyway, I became a certified life coach and naturally decided that my specialty, my niche, would be sensuality. Not life coaching, but sensuality coaching. And ever since, I've been coaching, I've been hosting retreats around the world. Right now, actually, at the time of recording, I've got a retreat in Greece coming up in June 2020 and also Slovenia in August 2020. So exciting. Check out eleanorhadley.com/retreats for the latest updates. So since I did my studies, I've been working with one-on-one clients, and I've also got my signature group coaching program, which is called the Sensuality Academy as well. Same name as the podcast. So, okay, a lot of people ask me, what the hell is a sensuality coach? Like, what does a sensuality coach do? Why do I need someone to teach me about sensuality? So I work with people who are wanting to connect on a deeper, more intimate level with themselves. I think that too often in our culture and society, sensuality and, God forbid, sexuality, it's seen as taboo, as too much, as too indulgent. And especially for those who identify as women, so often our sexuality is seen as something that is external from us, something that we perform, you know, for the pleasure of someone else, which I kind of call bullshit on. I think that our sensuality is our own. So through my work, I empower people to reclaim their sensuality. And in a future episode, I'm going to share a lot more in depth on what sensuality is and what it really means, because I created my own definition because I wasn't happy with the ones that I found. But that's another episode, so keep an eye out for that one. I'm so, so, so passionate about sensuality. Honestly, it is literally written in the stars for me. If anybody else out there is into astrology as much as I am, it'll be no surprise to you that I am a very, very proud Taurus. And as a Taurus, the major word that is used to describe Taurians, aside from stubborn — no, we're not all stubborn, we just know what we want — the major word is sensual. And so not only is my sun, my main star sign, in quotes, not only is my sun in Taurus, but also my Venus is too. So I was destined to be all about sensuality. And so through my work, I've seen such powerful effects of women getting in touch with their sensuality. And this is myself included. It goes back to when I was teaching pole classes and seeing how amazing it was when women were given permission to move their bodies sensually for themselves, not for anyone else. In a world that is very much patriarchal, that is so focused on the male gaze, on that external gaze of the masculine energy, it can be really easy to assume that moving in a sensual way is only limited to situations where it's for the benefit of someone else, the external, of a man, essentially, in a lot of ways. But I believe that your sensuality is yours to own and share, or not, as you so please. So that means that your sensuality is yours. I really believe that movement is incredibly powerful in healing, which is why I created sensual yoga as my primary focus for being a channel, a conduit, a way to express and embody our femininity, our sensuality. And I'm going to share again way more about sensual yoga in another episode. When we move in a way that society has told us is not okay or only allowed in situation X, Y, and Z, we essentially take the power back. So when we move in a way that's sensual, purely for our own benefit and enjoyment and embodiment, it's a reclamation. And so my work is about helping you reclaim your sensuality. That's what I do. And the way that I do this is with my clients through really powerful questioning. I'm known by my clients for asking those difficult questions, the ones that you might not really want to answer, but you know that it's going to do you good. And I guide you gently. And I share tangible techniques as well to help my clients get out of your heads and into their bodies. So to reclaim and rediscover your innate sensuality and your innate femininity, that's what my coaching is all about. And that's what I'm aiming to do with this podcast too, because I want to share simple, easy tips that you can use to connect more with your sensuality, with your femininity, with your body, and with your pleasure. That's my aim here on this podcast. I want you to reclaim your sensuality. So that's a little bit about me and my journey. And if you watch my Instagram stories, at least when I'm back visiting Melbourne, you'll also know that I have an adorable Great Dane. He's enormous. His name is Alfie. And I also have a sweet little kitty named Pocahontas. And yes, they get along. They're besties. And yes, they're both gray. They match because, I mean, they're brother and sister. Duh. That's a little bit about me. By now, you probably have a better idea of who I am and why I do what I do. So I hope that you feel like we're friends now. And I cannot wait. Just so excited to share lots and lots of amazing episodes with you. Lots of juicy gems throughout this podcast. If you loved this episode or any of them, I would so appreciate if you would share it with your friends, send them a link, screenshot, share it to your stories. It would mean the world. I hope you enjoyed learning a little bit more about me and my journey. I can't wait to keep sharing more beautiful episodes with you. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, stay sensual. Thanks for listening to the Sensuality Academy podcast. Before you go, I want to invite you to take my free quiz to discover your pleasure language. This really quick, fun quiz will get you started on your journey to explore your own pleasure and how to communicate this with a partner. Plus, you'll receive a bonus worksheet with journaling prompts to dive even deeper. Check it out now in the show notes or head to eleanorhadley.com/pleasure language. Also, don't forget to share with your friends, post it to your stories, and tag me over on Instagram @eleanorhadley. Enjoy!